time to take a listen to the interviews from Island Life on Saturday, the 21st of August 2010. Island Life is our weekly magazine show focusing on Waiheke people, events and issues. It's brought to you every Saturday morning from 10 to 12 by Island, the stockist of Waiheke's most eclectic collection of local gifts, art and clothing. You'll find them at Ocean View Road, Oniroa. On Saturday the 21st of August, Matthew Tetley-Jones talked to Philippe and Amanda from Amnesty International, Di Stoddard from Waiheke Community Library, Harriet Crampton from Sister Shout, and Dee Ostring from the UNESCO Biosphere Project.
Talking to a couple of people here, I've got Felipe and Amanda here from Amnesty International. I'll just see if I can get them on the air. So, Amanda.
Hello.
Yes, you're there. And Felipe.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you. So, we're looking forward to a movie next week, are we?
We are.
Yep.
Yeah, we've got a screening of the French film Welcome.
Oh, yep.
At the cinema.
Yes.
It's going to be at 8 p.m.
And what day is that?
Next Friday, 27th of August.
Friday the 27th, 8 p.m. And so that's a fundraiser, is it, for Amnesty International?
Yes, it is. $15 for the tickets, and $10 of each ticket is going to go to helping Amnesty.
Oh, well, that's a great chance to go out and see the film. Tell me a bit about the film.
It's a French film. It's not a documentary. It's an actual film event, and it's won a lot of awards overseas.
Yep.
It's got a refugee focus.
Oh, yep.
And it's it should be really, really interesting. We've had lots of good reviews about it.
Have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, so it'll be exciting for you as well.
Very much so. Looking forward to it.
I had the opportunity to screen the movie last week, and I'm pretty sure that everybody is going to enjoy the movie. It's a French movie awarded by German Film Festival,
right.
Berlin Film Festival, and it explores the situation about the refugee in France,
yep.
A difficult situation, and their intents to get the United Kingdom. So it's pretty interesting, the situation, and I think that it shows a global perspective about the problem regarding to refugees and asylum seekers around the world.
Yep. Now, is it French with subtitles?
Yep. Yeah, it's in English and French with English subtitles.
Oh, okay then. And so, who's the producer director of that film? Anybody famous? Anybody I might have heard of?
It's a film by Philippe Lorette.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Not a known quantity to me, but yep. So it's called Welcome, and it's screening next Friday,
yep,
at 8 o'clock. Can you book ahead?
Yes, you can. Yep, you
just
can.
Just through the theatre? Through the cinema?
You can ring the cinema, or you can ring me on 09-303-4520, or also by my email as well, and we've got posters up around the place.
Right.
So.
And Philippa, I've seen you around on the island before. Are you guys both living on Waiheke, or are you just a visitor?
No, I'm a visitor for today. It's my second time on Waiheke, but I'm staying in Onehunga in
right.
Auckland.
Oh, yep. Yeah. And you're working for Amnesty in the city, is it?
Yeah, we've been there about 6 weeks now. We're the new interns.
Right. What sort of work do you do?
I'm the refugee and individuals at risk intern, so I'm helping with the Urgent Action Network and also any refugee queries, and just lobbying the government to make sure they're conforming with their international obligations.
Right.
And I am the campaigns intern. I am in charge on maintaining the networks with our teams, different kind of teams at different levels, and providing material to promote human rights and the goals and tasks and outcomes of Amnesty International New Zealand.
Oh, that's good. And Felipe, you're obviously come from a different country. You can, I guess, relate in some ways to the refugees coming to a new country with new culture and that sort of thing. What's your background?
I'm a lawyer. I come from Colombia. I came to to New Zealand 2 years ago. I spent the whole time on Waiheke. It's been a great experience, and 6 weeks ago I started to be part of this fantastic group of professionals that every single day are working to promote human rights and improve conditions around the world. I think that this experience to work in at Amnesty International for everyone, for all the interns and the permanent workers, has been just unbelievable, awesome for us.
Do you want, are you able to talk about refugee issues in general? Because I've got a question about this recent case came out of Iran where the, I think a British judge said that it was acceptable for a Iranian refugee who was going to be, he was gay and was going to be oppressed if he went home. Mm-hmm. And well, some of the British courts said, well, that's just life. He could cover up his, he could play a straight man for a while. And then the highest court in the United Kingdom actually said no, it's he's not being able to actually express his lifestyle. Are you familiar with that case?
I don't know that case specifically, but that's quite common around the world. A lot of refugees coming out of Iran have to seek asylum when it's to do with their sexuality, and the New Zealand Refugee Status Appeals Authority has the same position as the highest court in the UK, that you know they should not have to cover up their sexuality and they should be able to seek asylum.
Right.
Yeah, it's very, very dangerous for them there.
So we don't have to go back to the 1950s and...
No, not at all. It's quite a serious issue, and some countries do take a stricter line and say that they can just keep it in secret, but New Zealand's very good at making sure that that we conform with the international obligations and protect these people.
I guess part of what you do is raising awareness.
Yep.
You got any particular issues that are top of your agenda at the moment?
Quite a few. We have a big campaign against violence against women, but in relation to refugees, we're currently lobbying the government to not follow Australia with the regional processing centre idea. Yeah, that's one of our top campaigns at the moment.
A bit of a political football in Australia.
Very much so, using asylum seekers as sort of political pawns.
Yep.
Yeah, to score points.
And it seems, I don't know, it seems to me that there's something that may have been more than we think behind the change of leadership in the Labor Party, and that...
Yeah, there might definitely have been.
Rudd was a bit of an internationalist, and Julia Gillard seems to be playing to the Australia for Australians sort of vote there. Trying to outflank the Liberal Party there. I haven't actually heard the outcome of the Australian elections.
No, it's the 21st, so tomorrow. We'll find out.
There we go. Yeah. I was thinking I might have missed something, but there you go. Didn't turn on. I did turn on the news, but I didn't. I only listened to Waiheke Radio News and didn't feature anything about it. Not that you need to listen to anything else. So you're listening to Island Life, and I'm talking to Felipe and Amanda from Amnesty International, and they're organising a special viewing of a movie called Welcome. It's on at the Waiheke Island Community Cinema, and what's the timing again?
8 p.m. next Friday.
Right, and to book your ticket?
Yep, you can either call me at Amnesty, maybe the easiest way is go 0800 Amnesty and ask for Amanda,
right?
Or you can contact me by email. We've got posters around the place.
And the price again?
Is $15, $10 of which is going to Amnesty.
Well, that sounds like a very good deal, and it should be a bit of a party event there.
Yeah, we also have a discussion on refugees and the myths surrounding refugees after the event.
Oh, yep.
Yep, and we should have some information about Amnesty's campaigns for anyone who's interested.
Right. Well, thanks very much. Any parting words for us?
Thank you so much, Matthew, for having us.
Oh, that's good. Well, all the best with your endeavours. And that's Felipe and Amanda from Amnesty International. You're on Island Life. Going to go with a bit more music here. See what we've got lined up. Actually, what I've got here is a track from Sister Shout. They're going to be tonight at the Waiheke High School Hall. And also tomorrow. So here's a track recorded from them a couple of months ago at the live at the Waiheke Library. Not a traditional song, but an old New Zealand song called Blue Smoke.
Blue smoke was drifting by.
Thank you very much.
Into the
Sister Shout, recorded live at the Waiheke Library in New Zealand Music Month. Sister Shout are on tonight and tomorrow afternoon at the Waiheke High School Hall. And we hope to be talking to Harriet from Sister Shout shortly. I have Di Stoddart from the Public Library here. Hello there.
Good morning, Matthew. Good morning.
How's it going?
Good, thank you. We're just sunshining today, so the weather's always very indicative of how busy the library's going to be. So we've had heavy rain, which keeps them away if it's really heavy. If it's not so heavy, they still come.
Right.
If there's a clear patch after lots of rain, they don't come.
Right.
So story times, often you go, oh, yes, it's sunny today. We've had a couple of wet days, and then the families are doing other things. So, yeah, you can sort of count the door count by the weather sometimes.
Crikey.
So, yeah, it's been a good week in the library because all throughout New Zealand it's National Library Week.
Yes.
And we've been asking our patrons, we call them patrons, to say why they love the library, and we had these little hearts. Pink hearts that we say, what, you know, why do you like the library? And it's been fascinating because we've probably got 100 or 200 stickers all around the library with people's comments and children's comments, and it's a wonderful free customer satisfaction survey, really.
Yep.
And, of course, I would just like to share some with your listeners because they're just delightful.
Let's hear them.
So we've got, to my dearest Waiheke Library librarians, thanks so much for help, kindness, knowing exactly what book I will enjoy. Love you all. And then I go, we love being here, says Willie, because it has lots of dinosaur books. And then we go, someone else says, hopelessly devoted. Someone else says, I love my library because the staff are so friendly. And I must say we've had predominantly a lot of comments about the staff, which is quite reassuring.
Oh, that's good.
And somebody else says, my portal to the world, past, present and future. Oh, libraries are a bit of a portal, a major portal, actually.
Yep.
I love the Waiheke Library, but firstly because the ladies are so lovely and helpful, and whatever book you ask for, it is obtained for you. Thanks, ladies. So it is like that. We're stuck on an island, and we can, through our research or through our searching tools, we can find books for people, and then, of course, they come over on the boat, which is great. The library is an awesome place for the kids and I to come and hang out and read. So
oh, there we go.
That was a nice cross-section.
I'm so quite interested in that because they say that you know the books that people will like. I mean, do you have to have psychic powers to work at the library? Do you have to do a mind meld when people come?
We, Auckland Libraries gives quite a lot of training in what we call reader's advisory.
Yep.
And it's the way you question, you know, open questions and curiosity to find out what they've read lately, what they like to read, what sort of genres they have been reading.
Yep.
Sometimes I do find with me anyway that my intuitive instinct comes to the fore as well.
Yep.
And I just kind of sense, because you know your patrons a little bit, and you just kind of sense what they might like. And then we have the tools, there's a database called Novelist.
Yep.
And you can go, if you've read this, this is something else you might like.
Right.
And then we have a reference book behind the counter too, who else writes like. And often we give that to patrons and they can see an author. And then there's about a choice of another eight you might like because you've liked the other one.
Yep.
And so we have the tools and we have the training. And it is one of our delightful areas where you know, people say, oh, I don't know what to read. And you wander around the shelves with them and you pick out bits and pieces. And of course, we have the little written notes on the shelves as well. And,
yep.
you know, little wee miniature book reviews, which we either get ourselves to do or the patrons.
Right.
And people love those as well.
Yep.
So even though we're in a tiny space, which wasn't built for a library, we have a lovely atmosphere and people feel free to ask and... You know, we're happy to give advice or, yeah, you know, be helpful and friendly.
Excellent. So Library Week just coming to an end now?
Yeah, it is for us. Finishes today, although I think it probably goes till tomorrow, but we're not open. And we've had a display in the library. And today we finish with, we've got a specialist librarian coming over from the city.
Yep.
She does family research and teaches people how to research their family trees.
Yes.
And we've never done anything like that before. So Shona Lewis is her name, and she's coming over to take a workshop. And we haven't got much space, but it looks like we're squeezing 20 people in because it's just been so well received.
Right.
And I knew that we'd have people on the island that would love to come. And people have had to book, and I've just stretched it and stretched it. So... yeah, and it's all kind of overly booked out, but we'll probably run another one. It's been so popular. So that, you know, that was the kind of end to our Library Week and offering a new thing for our locals. And what else have we done? Oh, well, we had the New Zealand's biggest story time. So that means every single library in New Zealand on Wednesday at 10:30 all read the same book, which is quite a cool thing to be part of.
Oh, synchronized reading.
Yeah, it was really neat. And so I invite the local preschools and any preschoolers can come.
Yep.
And we had 60 people.
Right.
And we always try and find a local celebrity. We had like Joanna, her name's gone out of my head. So Joanna last year, I've forgotten her surname. And then this year, of course, I chose Denise Roche.
Yep.
So she was very happy to cancel a council meeting and read to 60 and come and read to 60 people. So she said, this is harder than being at a council meeting.
Those kids are there heckling, you know.
So she was, I think, a little bit more. She's very used to the council model, but she found hadn't read to preschoolers since her girl was little. So
right.
She's got a very nice, you know, she's got a powerful voice, so
yep.
she held the ground.
What was the story?
Mr. Muggs, the library cat.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that piece of work, so I should have got along there.
So, and of course, always the caregivers and the teachers and the parents enjoy it just as much, and all the kids are just completely goggle-eyed and attentive to the story and a couple of little songs we did, and off they went.
Right.
And it was a really rainy day, so it was great that they all kind of came out and, you know, part of New Zealand's biggest story time. So that's been going for a few years, but I always try and, you know, get somebody that's famous on the island to come and do the reading. Yeah.
Right.
So that was cool. So, yeah, Library Week's finished, and our self-esteem is... we're sort of patting each other on the back and all our lovely pink hearts around the library, so we're feeling really good.
You don't ever get tempted to play good librarian, bad librarian, do you? You know, get one of the staff to be mean and come along and say, oh, be quiet now, get your books back
No playing with those puzzles.
That's it.
Get those books off the floor. No, we're lucky. We've got fantastic patrons. It's an easy, easy library to work at. You know, there's other libraries around the world that aren't, you know, as privileged as we are, really. I mean, all our customers, 100%, are delightful. So we're really lucky.
What about your redevelopment plans? Is that progressed much?
Yeah, we're having a meeting next week, actually, at the service centre for all the service centre staff and the library staff.
Right.
That's just really an update process that they keep us in the loop. So, you know, just what the locals know is what we know, really. They've taken out, you know, some of that total glass window along the front, and they've given us more wall space for shelving, which was absolutely necessary.
Yeah, well, that's important, isn't it?
And they've got the teens upstairs with a big screen that they're going to be having and some comfortable chairs and things. And I think the design team are going to be actually checking in with the teens, maybe through the high school,
right,
and actually asking them what they would like. And I've just been doing a bit of research, and it's all the documents that you read, you've got to ask the teens, you've got to connect them with their group and actually ask them, well, as you do probably with other groups in the libraries, but especially the teens,
right,
what they'd like and how they'd like it to be. And so that will be quite exciting as well, just to get, you know, to have it really purposely designed for them,
right,
from their perspective.
Because it's a great place for your traditional books, but you've also got a lot of electronic media in there now.
Yes, and of course this little library that we have is way too small. So the for any more than three public computers, but there's lots of space. There's going to be quite lots of, I don't know, 15 or 20 maybe computers in the new library.
Oh, I see.
And there's a bank of them upstairs that's really close to the teens area, so that will be good for them. And yeah, so I mean that's really essential. So,
right.
Yeah. So you know, it's kind of, yeah, I guess the first plot of dirt's dug up next January, and we'll see how we go.
Right.
Yeah. So that's all that. So.
Anything else planned for the next few months?
Just one more thing that I'd like to mention is that next Saturday, what time is it? After the library's closed at 4:30.
Right.
We have
Night at the library.
Yeah, I know.
Spooky. The books get up and dance by themselves.
We close the doors, and anyway, no, we don't quite close the doors, but we are having a book launch, and it's our very first kind of official book launch, really. Lots of potential in that area, I think. So it's a woman who is Chris Davies Curtis,
right?
And she used to live on Sark.
Now you know
where Sark is.
I do know about Sark because I don't know if you ever read the Gormenghast books by Mervyn Peake.
No.
Well, he used to live on Sark. There'll be somebody out there who's read Titus Groan and Titus Alone and that sort of thing. Anyway, right. So he used to live on Sark in the 1940s.
It's Christine, she's Chris, and so yeah, she lived on Sark in maybe it was the 80s,
right?
And they had a B&B. They were English.
Yep.
You know, they are English, and they moved there. Had a B&B and really got into the culture of Sark. And so, yeah, so she's written a book, and it's just about to be, well, it's been published, but the launch, official launch, is at our library.
Oh, yeah.
And it's open to everybody. And so between her and us and the paper, we're in the radio now.
Yep.
We're encouraging lots of people to come along, and she has her chief tutor that she had at the writing school is introducing her.
Yep.
And Fiona, our manager, will be there. And there's wine and nibbles and book signing. You know, you can buy the book for $20 cash. You need to bring the cash.
Yep.
Have it signed by Chris. And then she'll give a little talk, obviously. And it's just a nice casual, you know, come to a library and celebrate Chris's book.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So what time is that?
So you want to live on Sark, it's called.
What time is that?
4:30 next Saturday. So 4:30. That's the 28th, I think, for about, you know, an hour and a bit.
Yep.
Yeah, but that'd be neat.
And a book about crazy people on a small island. Gosh.
Yeah, they never had transport, apparently.
Will we be able to relate?
Yeah. So Sark is part of the
Channel Islands isn't it?
Yeah, up there. So, I mean, I'd never heard of Sark. We've just read the Guernsey book club, but Sark's just right next door, apparently.
So yeah, well, apparently Guernsey is quite advanced and modern. Sark still sort of runs on a feudal model, I believe.
Well, yeah, actually, I don't know too much about it, but I read somewhere, I can't even remember where, that there was no transport. You know, going, is it still like that? Sure. But it would be quite a nice little idyllic holiday then, if it must be quite slow and peaceful, you'd think, and... But they have quite an interesting social structure, apparently.
Yep.
Yeah,
and
maybe that's it.
No council, it's ruled by the Queen, but that's about it, you see.
Interesting, eh?
Hello,
anyway, so there you go.
Somebody's trying to get us on the phone. We'll just ignore that for now. Anything else you need to tell people about the things coming up at the library?
Not really, I don't think. We've got...
Well, it's quite a lot lined up.
Yeah, we're a busy library, actually, involved with our community. Ooh.
Hang on, no, that's just our... One day we'll get our phone fixed, but it never fails that whenever I'm talking to somebody on air, somebody else rings up, I think.
It might be a question for the library.
It could be.
Yeah.
If we were a big flash radio station, of course, we'd be able to put them on air and have a three-way conversation.
Yes,
but
we're not quite that
They might
that
be just
level.
Ringing up to find out what time the your book launch starts, which is 4:30 next week.
Yeah, we've always got... There's always something happening at the library, which is... part of my role as customer service librarian to connect the community in the library and, you know, make us kind of be out there really. So that means we get more members, hopefully.
Yep. You're open every Monday to Friday, what, 9 till 5:30, is it?
Yes, and then Saturdays is 10 till 4.
Right.
Yeah, so it's a busy place.
And on Sunday you get a day off.
Well, I think the new library's going to be 7 days a week. So
crikey.
That'll be, and that's the policy to kind of be more accessible, really.
Do you get a certain amount of library tourism, people coming over? They're not from Waiheke, but they pop into the library anyway. And
yeah, they do, really. They want to know if they can join, if they've come here for a holiday, because other library systems, you can actually just, you know, go to Brisbane, like, and right. you can just use the library.
Heck.
And so they come here thinking...
But people from other parts of Auckland can do that, of course.
Yeah, that's right. So...
And one thing I found out, which is that if you get a book out from Auckland Central,
yes,
you can drop it back in.
Yeah, and vice versa.
Yeah.
It's very handy. And people, you know, that service of bringing books over from the city is really popular. And it costs $1 a book for adults to do that. But Super City, one advantage, is that it's free to, you know, all the holds, all the requests that people make are going to be totally free, which is amazing.
But it's currently free for students, isn't
it? Yeah, and free for under 18-year-olds.
Oh, fair enough.
But, you know, adult overdue fines are going up, but there's no fines on children's books as from the 1st of November. So, yeah, they're kind of rejigging the whole library system and balancing out the various councils' methods and pooling them into one.
Excellent.
So there you go.
Good. Well, thanks very much.
Yeah,
that's
Di
Studdart from the Waiheke Public Library.
Kia ora.
You're listening to Island Life, Waiheke people, events and issues, brought to you by Island, art, craft, giftware, clothing and bric-a-brac, Ocean View Road, Onirua.
And this is Island Life, brought to you by the Island Shop in Onirua, and this morning I am talking to one of the members of Sister Shout. Good morning, Harriet.
Hi, Matthew.
How are you?
Good.
That's good. Now, we're looking forward to your show. It's happening tonight, is it?
Yes, it's tonight at the school hall.
And what's the theme?
The theme is the 60s.
All right.
I think 60s music sort of naturally progresses from gospel music via Elvis and various other Motown type dudes and Aretha, obviously.
Yep.
So it seemed like a good way for us to head, and we've really enjoyed reviving some old tunes.
You mentioned Elvis. Was that a joke, or have you really got some? Are you going to do In the Ghetto? Or?
Oh no! We're not doing any Elvis hit, but his style of music really took gospel music into radio stations. Really, you know, he was famous for actually being the person who sort of crossed the divide, as it were, between
black and white, really,
between church and pop.
Yep. Well, that's as well, yeah. But I was going to say, interesting early days, Elvis spent a lot of time with black R&B bars, sort of learning all the tricks there. But that's more like the 50s. Moving back onto the 60s, it's the time of gospel, time of protest.
Yes, it is a time of protest, and there's an awful lot of change that went down in the 60s. I think, I don't know who it was that said, if you can remember the 60s, you weren't really there then. But,
Well, I've got a different take of that, because I bump into people on Waiheke who spend a lot of time in the 60s. They say, well, I'm a child of the 60s, and they say, and I say, no, you're not. You're a child of the 40s. I'm a child of the 60s, born in the 1960s.
You were born in 64, though, weren't you, Matthew?
66.
Yep. So that doesn't really count. You're only four when the 60s ended. I was born in 1962, and I can remember owning some orange flared pants with this revolting little sort of seersucker orange and yellow top that I wore with it, and that was probably the extent of my flower powerness.
A little flower embroidered onto the back pocket. Girls in my class used to have that.
Yes, I did. Yes, and my parents both tried drugs at that time, because they were very much into the Maharishi, and they thought that drugs were the potentially the road to enlightenment.
Oh, well, I must say that that particular form of enlightenment never made its way to suburban South Auckland in 1968 or whatever. Well, if it did, I'm quite surprised, and I'm going to have sit my dad down and have a good talk with him. But celebrating the music of the 60s.
Yes, fair amount of Motown, soul, Aretha, some shoo-wop. You'll know what the songs are, and we're also looking at some of the protest movements around that time, both in New Zealand and internationally. Obviously, the race riots in America, and we get touched on, and also the landing on the moon.
Right. Yep. There's an interesting story, of course, about the James Brown. Helped. There's that movie. I don't know if you've seen it, about the night James Brown saved Boston when they televised. Everybody was getting out in the street to riot because Martin Luther King had been shot. And the mayor of Boston said, "Right, let's televise the James Brown concert." And through the power of music, peace reigned. You see, so that's an important point there.
Yeah, there was a particularly awful riot after. A guy called Medgar Evers was murdered in Mississippi in 1964.
Right, movie on TV about that last week.
Oh, really? Mississippi,
yes.
Burning?
Mississippi something or other. Yeah. It was with Alec Baldwin in it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a good film. And Nina Simone wrote the song Mississippi Goddamn based on that, and we're going to be doing that too.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yep. So Nina Simone, obviously a giant of the artists of that era. Another artist who got a lot of coverage there was Aretha Franklin. Are you a fan of Aretha's?
Big time.
And you'll be doing a bit of Aretha music tonight.
We are, actually, yes. We're doing Natural Woman. Yep.
That's good. Written by Carole King, wasn't it?
No. Yes, it was, actually. You're right, Matthew, along with a couple of other people.
Yeah, the old Booker Rock trivia here on my on my knee. But it's tonight, and also you're doing another show tomorrow?
Doing another show tomorrow at 3 p.m. for all of those people who are going to the final night of Kinder or Kinder tonight.
Right.
Who can bring their kids along at 3 p.m. tomorrow.
3 p.m. tomorrow, and what time tonight?
7 o'clock tonight.
And the venue?
Well, we're doing it at the Waikiki School Hall because we're doing it in aid of the school hall's music department.
Right.
The school's music department. And
That's the high school?
The high school, yes.
And they've just sort of refurbished the school hall to the high school hall.
Well, they've done some quite flash things to the foyer of the school hall. The hall itself has got some good acoustic batting in there and some pretty good equipment. It's quite a nice place to perform.
Yep.
But I would say if you're coming tonight, bring a cushion.
Oh, okay then. Okay, then. So we'll be getting the bleachers out, eh? And all those.
They've been picked away by the school kids over the years.
Oh, know? I see. Well, mind you, some of us who are no longer school kids have got sort of ample padding of our own now.
Well, that's true, but nevertheless, I advise a cushion.
And what's the format of the show? Is it is it just music, or have you got other bits to it?
Pretty much in line with Sister Shout's previous shows, we've got a few sketches in between the songs, breaking it up a little bit, and some of them are very funny.
Oh, I see. And so it's not just serious musical stuff.
No, it's not serious musical stuff, and it's not just serious protest stuff. No, there's a particularly hilarious beauty pageant.
Oh, good stuff.
Well, in my opinion, it's hilarious. I'm not in it. I just get to watch it.
How many in Sister Shout?
30.
30. Mm. And that's everyone gets to sing, or do you have people in the background doing the seamstress work and that sort of thing?
Oh, no. Everybody sings, yeah. There is a fantastic group of people who actually put the show together.
Right.
And do all the decorations and everything. And of course, the script was written by Jackie Ead, so it's all pretty homegrown.
Good stuff. And how long does the show go for?
It's just about an hour 40.
An hour 40.
Mm.
And very reasonably priced. What was that again?
$12 at the door, and $5 if you are a kid. I'm not quite sure what a kid means, but you know.
Right.
I guess if you're short.
Okay then. Or else if you can prove that you're under 18 or something, which, I had spent many years trying to prove that I was over 20, but now I'm trying to...
Well, it's all going back to the 60s, isn't it? I mean, most of us were under 18 then.
It's true, yes. So starting tonight at 7 o'clock and then tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and the proceeds to the high school music department.
Yeah, obviously, a lot of our kids have been through the high school or are going through the high school, and just seemed like a good opportunity to give them a bit of support.
Well, it's good effort because I guess there's a lot of work goes into rehearsing and costuming and all this sort of thing. So, and it's nice of you to give all the proceeds to a good cause like that.
Oh, well, we wouldn't want to start doing it for ourselves. That would be much too hard.
Oh, right. Then you'd start to argue. But it's all in a good cause, of course.
That's right.
Excellent. So that's tonight at 7 at the Waiheke High School, and then tomorrow at 3 o'clock. About an hour and a half, almost a 2-hour show. Will there be a break in the middle?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's good.
And alcohol will be served.
Crikey, at a school.
No drugs, though.
You have to produce your idea. Well, it's not that kind of a 60s show, is it?
Not really. There are some flower power elements to it.
Right. You're on Waiheke Radio, and this is Island Life talking to Dee. How are you?
Very well this morning, thank you. And yourself?
Pretty good.
Good.
Yes. No, I'm bearing up. I've had lots of nice people through, and a whole lot of great shows coming up on the island. And you're involved with one coming up next Friday.
Next Friday, yeah. With the theatre, because I'm involved with the theatre with lots of things, so I'm doing all theatre stuff. But this is also Biosphere, which I'm also involved in. So I'm involved in two ways. But yeah, we've got a fundraiser, but the D is in parentheses. So it's fun and fundraiser.
I see.
Sort of family oriented. Everyone's welcome. It's entry by Koha. We're suggesting $10 for adults, kids free.
Yep.
And just going to have a variety of entertainment, sort of a grab bag, so that there's going to be something definitely to please everyone. And we've got some really great people coming, which is going to be fantastic.
Who have you got?
Well, to start off, we've got Ben Cara and Julian Wright.
Right.
And after them, there's going to be He Said, She Said and Mama Can.
Oh,
and then
yep.
We'll have a little interval. So that'll start, the doors open at 6 and the music starts at 6:30.
Yep.
And then that'll be roughly close to an hour or so. Then we'll have a short interval.
Yep.
And then we've got Intergroove Percussion going to be welcoming us back in for the second half.
Right.
And followed by Ian Simpson.
Yep.
And finishing up with Sister Shout, who you just heard about, are going to be doing some of their songs from this weekend for us next weekend.
Excellent.
So you can come back and get a redo of that if you've enjoyed it this weekend. Come and hear some of it again next weekend.
Now that's quite a packed program with about six acts on there.
Each one's just a grab of each, a taste of each. So about 15 to 20 minutes for each group.
And starting quite early, will you have food there?
Yeah, absolutely. There'll be, we've got the Time Out Cafe, so they'll have pizza and panini, but we'll probably also have a sausage sizzle or something like that going for people who don't like the pizza and panini.
Right.
And the cafe will be open, the bar will be open, so we'll have wine and beer available. And so that's at 6, and then, as I said, the music starts at 6:30, so it'll be fun from then on.
So there's no need to wolf your dinner down at by 6:30. You'll be able to come along and graze during the night.
That's right. Come along and get something here.
Excellent.
We'll have a bit of information about the Biosphere Reserve Project and what it's about for people who are still curious or don't know.
Yep.
But it's not going to be a heavy thing. It's more just a fun thing, because part of what the Biosphere is looking for is community resilience and community.
Right.
And community means being one together.
Yep.
So community. And so this is part of the thing that it's, you know, that's part of it, the social thing, getting people together, doing things together, enjoying time together.
Yep.
And strengthening community ties.
Right.
So that's kind of what it's all about.
And raising a bit of money towards the promoting the...
That'd be great too. You know, it's... But it's not about the money. It's the main thing is just getting together, having fun, celebrating the fact, bringing people together who might have more ideas about what they'd like to see and how they'd like to see it, because this whole thing is about visioning Waiheke 5-10 years in the future and
yep.
what we want to have happening for it. So this is just another way to get some more people involved and say, you know, come along, join us, have some fun. If you've got some ideas to share, share them. There'll be people there you can talk to. There'll be information there you can pick up.
And the artists are, I think, 100% Waihekians, are they?
Absolutely.
Right, so yep. It's all local talent.
Yep.
Yep. And including Ben Carr and Julian Wright be teenagers, young.
Yes.
And so we've got quite a range.
Rising stars.
Yep.
And some new groups. This is the first I've heard of He Said, She Said, so this will be a new one for me.
Right.
And then we've got some of the golden oldies, the ones that have been around for a while as well, you know, Ian Simpson and Sister Shout. Sister Shout's always a wonderful group to hear, although this is going to be really different because they've usually done the gospel type stuff, which is fantastic, and everybody's got their favourites.
Yep.
But this will be a bit different. So, yeah, some of the same people, some new people, but all island people.
Right. And, of course, the other thing that I've noticed is that the Blues Festival doesn't start until the following day, so it's not clashing against that. So, great week in live music coming up, but starting off, at 6 o'clock at Artworks.
Yep, absolutely. Artworks Theatre.
Artworks Theatre. Well, that's excellent. Well, thanks a lot, Dee. If anybody has any queries, who should they contact?
They can give a ring to the either theatre answer phone to... what is the phone number? 2491.
Right.
Or you can call me on 3456. That's an easy one to remember.
But no booking required. You just show up at 6 o'clock.
No bookings required. I've had a couple of people say, put my name down. And I said, oh, well, okay, I'll do that. But, yeah, no bookings required.
I guess if you have 200 people lined up at the door, there's going to be somebody disappointed. But we'll worry about that
when
we get to it.
Worry about that when it happens, yeah.
But it's a great venue there too, and it's good to...
It is. It's
lovely. A community theatre. It ties in with everything.
Yeah. It's dear to my heart now. You know, 3 years ago, I kind of was involved in it with a theatre production, a choral society production, and then got sort of drafted to kind of keep it going for a while, and I've been working it since then, and I'm having so much fun with it, and we've got fantastic things. We've got last show of Kinder tonight. I think it's sold out,
right.
So if you haven't got your tickets, it's too late.
Yep.
But my gosh, that's a great show. I just saw it last night for the first time.
Right.
And we've got the Rocking Forever, the fundraiser, and then we've got the Choral Society's production of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum coming up. We've got amazing things coming up there, so yeah, keep your eyes open.
There's something happening almost every weekend, and often during the week.
Yeah, it's pretty hard pressed to find time for space for something else to come into the theatre at the moment. I've had inquiries, but I've said, look, if you want to do it during the day, yeah, I can suit you, but if you want an evening, I'm sorry, we're just booked solid. It's just amazing. I think I've got two evenings free between now and Christmas.
Oh, well, if music be the food of love, play on.
Good.
Well, thanks a lot to Dee.
Thanks, Matthew.
Dee's organising, or helping to organise, the Biosphere Rockin' On concert.
Rocking Forever.
Rocking Forever, sorry. And that's next Friday, the 27th at 6 o'clock. Starting, the music will be going from 6:30 onwards, and they've got food and drink available, and a great lineup of Waiheke acts, including Julian Wright, Ben Cara, He Said, She Said,
Mama Can.
And Sister Shout.
Inner Groove Percussion, Andy and Simpson.
Excellent. Okay, then. Thanks very much for that.
You've been listening to the interviews from last Saturday's Island Life, our weekly magazine show focusing on Waiheke people, events and issues. Island Life is brought to you every Saturday morning from 10 till 12, and the interviews are replayed on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock. They're also available as a download from our website, www.waihekeradio.org.nz. Island Life is brought to you by Island, the shop with Waiheke's most eclectic collection of local art, craft, giftware, clothing and bric-a-brac. Island, Ocean View Road, Onirola.